The next president of the United States will inherit a number of challenges. There's the global financial crisis and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's another thing the next president is going to inherit, Guantanamo. President Bush has said he wants to close the American military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but the facility remains open. And today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the Guantanamo prison will not close before the end of President Bush's term in January. Anne Marie Slaughter is dean of the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University. Now, why is Guantanamo staying open when everything we've heard from the White House has given the impression that Mr. Bush wanted to close it?
It's staying open because there is not the will to close it. President Bush said he wanted to close it. There were proposals on his desk from the Pentagon and the State Department to close it, to transfer the inmates to various places, but some of his advisors argued against it, and he went with them. So it could be closed tomorrow if there were the political will to do it.
He's also pointed out, though, that it's a very complex legal proposition to close Guantanamo Bay in such a short period of time.
I think that's true. My advice has been that the new president should announce in his inaugural address that he is going to close it, but then appoint a bipartisan commission and give them a three-month period to come up with a set of recommendations. A lot of these issues have been studied and worked out by lots of different groups. The ideas are out there. It is complicated, but it can be done.
So what will it take the next administration to close Guantanamo if they so want to do that?
Well, they will have to have different sets of procedures for different categories of inmates, some to be transferred back to their home countries. The Bush administration's reported those countries may not want them. That's what diplomacy is for. We'll have to work with those countries, assuming those countries won't mistreat them. Others may be tried, and still others may have to be held in a form of preventive detention. This is an unusual circumstance, but in Britain they have the same issue, and they have in fact devised ways where this is constitutional to hold people in preventive detention.
Now, Vice President Cheney and White House lawyer David Addington seem to believe that if Guantanamo were to be kept open, it would validate the Bush administration's policies on terrorists. How do they build that logic? I mean, doesn't a new administration simply inherit Guantanamo, and that doesn't necessarily mean they support the policy?
I will go on record predicting that whether Obama or McCain is elected, Guantanamo will be closed within the first year of his presidency. So it is not a question of validating this administration's policy. I think this administration's policy has been recognized even by people in the administration to have failed. And again, Condi Rice and Bob Gates both recognize that the cost to us of keeping Guantanamo open is much greater than the benefit.
Tell me why you think it's so important to shut down Guantanamo.
American power comes in large part from our values, from standing for the rule of law, justice, fairness, from understanding that those are safeguards of our security. That's who we are as a nation. And at the moment, we are proclaiming that we stand for those things, and we are being exposed as hypocrites. And we say they are dangerous terrorists, but there's no proof. So we are effectively stabbing ourselves in the back. We are allowing our worst enemies to argue that we stand for the opposite of what we say we stand for, and those friends of America and Americans themselves cannot honestly argue back.
Anne Marie Slaughter, her most recent book is The Idea That Is America, Keeping Faith with Our Values in a Dangerous World. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thanks, I enjoyed it.